Welcome to this new Ingram Micro Internet broadcast from the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Division, HPE, dedicated on this occasion to the challenge faced by organizations to comply with the new data protection legislation in the European Union, known as GDPR, for General Data Protection Regulation. Although you are probably already familiar with the GDPR, our aim with this podcast is to give you more information about the new regulatory framework so that you can help your clients, with backup from HPE, to adapt, comply, and generate new business opportunities. Interesting, right? This new regulation comes into force on May the 25th, 2018, a regulation approved by the European Parliament and the European Commission in April 2016, aiming to regulate the treatment and protection of personal data within the European Union, replacing the current Data Protection Directive, which was established in 1995. This new law provides a response to the growing volume of personal data that companies and administrations store, and the need for a legal framework to protect individuals against the misuse of that data and against the cyber threats they may be exposed to. The goal is to return the control of personal data to citizens, imposing, in turn, strict rules about storing and treatment of this data, regardless of where your business is based, be it in or outside the European Union, and even for organisations without a physical presence in EU territory. The new regulation reinforces global awareness of people's privacy, making organisations exercise proactive responsibility and ensuring high protection standards throughout the EU, adapted to the digital environment. This global consciousness makes people aware of the power that our personal data has and its use in sales and marketing. We now have better knowledge of our rights in terms of its use, and we prioritise trust in how entities protect the data we have provided. Compliance to the GDPR will be mandatory for companies and institutions, and it will be fundamental in order to carry business in EU countries. And we can assure you that, without this trust from people, business chances can decrease. But before we go into detail about what entails the fulfilment of the GDPR, we want to emphasise our vision. Adaptation to the GDPR must be seen by entities as an opportunity and not a mandatory regulation. Why? Because implementing better technology for compliance will bring you more competitive advantages. Gaining the trust of clients and citizens to obtain and make use of their data is one of the biggest challenges facing businesses and public institutions of today. For this reason, transparency and respect for privacy become differential elements. As we already know, it is irreversible that all sales and communication strategies are based on personal data and in obtaining the necessary permission for its use. The need to obtain permission for the use of personal data should not be an obstacle to overcome, but an opportunity to create closer ties with clients and citizens, or be able to offer a service more appropriate to their needs, both present and future. Technologies such as big data, inbound marketing, or artificial intelligence analyze large volumes of personal information from multiple sources, and the stricter the compliance with the rules laid down in the GDPR, the more effective activities and interactions with consumers will be. How? With a better understanding of consumption patterns. With the ability to predict consumer behavior. By tailoring offers and services based on their tastes, interests, and needs. Decreasing what content increases the relevance of the message to the customer and enhances the involvement with the brand or the public entity. By improving the customer experience through the different channels with which they interact. By optimizing and delivering campaigns and actions in real time to improve their efficiency. Starting the path to a new regulatory framework. But what is GDPR? As we mentioned, the GDPR is the new legal framework that will replace the current European Union Data Protection Directive. Between the two regulations, there are two major critical differences. The first is that the new GDPR is a regulation, and therefore a law of compulsory fulfilment, whereas the old rule is a directive, with recommendations, which are not legally binding. The second big difference is that the GDPR has defined in concrete terms what a data leak is. It determines that it is a leak in security that can produce destruction, loss, alteration, unauthorized disclosure or access, be it accidental or illegal, to personal data transmitted, stored, or processed in any way. And for personal data, it specifies that it is any information that can be directly linked to a physical person, referring also to data that goes beyond common data, such as name or email, including more sensitive data such as personal tastes, beliefs, or ideas. In short, the GDPR has been created to protect personal data and the manner in which organizations process, store, and finally destroy it, when such data is no longer required. As a law, it indicates how entities may use information that is directly and personally related to individuals, and gives these 8 specific rights, which are 1. Be informed about their data with complete transparency. 2. Have access to and know how it will be used. 3. Rectification of errors. 4. The right to be deleted if there is no compelling reason for their data to be stored. 5. Restrict processing, that is to say, data can be stored but not processed. 6. Portability of data for use in any other place. 7. Object to how their data is processed. 8. Rights over decision-making and automatic creation of profiles, for example, the definition of certain online purchase habits based on behavior. In addition, it lays down very strict rules that reflect what happens in the event of a violation of access to personal data and the consequences, fines, that organizations can suffer in this case. When does the GDPR come into effect and to whom does it apply? The GDPR officially comes into effect on the 25th of May 2018. Therefore, entities that have a physical office in a country belonging to the EU must execute their plan to meet this deadline. If not, they will be notified formally, although not sanctioned. This law also applies to all entities, both with or without a physical presence in the EU, that use the personal data of individuals who reside in the EU or who work with other entities that use data from EU citizens. And if you fail to comply with the GDPR, what can happen? Firstly, there are economic consequences. The transfer of data could represent fines of 4% of the previous year's turnover, up to an amount of 20 million euros. Or, if the obligation to protect personal data is breached, fines can be up to 2% of the turnover of the preceding year and up to 10 million euros. But, perhaps more significant than the economic penalties, a company's reputation and image can be seriously flawed, having a huge economic impact and proving very difficult to reverse. This is one of the main reasons we are providing our customers with solid IT solutions and services to help them comply with the GDPR. All companies must follow this path. If we guide our clients through adapting to the new law, we and the client will have a clear competitive advantage. What must an organization do to comply with the GDPR? All organizations must design solid plans to ensure that they comply with the rules as of May 2018. Each plan must contain appropriate strategies and a roadmap for its application. It is essential to define the requirements that have to be met, categorize the data, establish how it should be protected and managed, and set the appropriate security measures, regardless of whether it is structured or unstructured data, which represents the largest volume in any entity. In addition, the GDPR includes 2 new special categories: genetic data, relating to the inherited genetic or acquired traits of a physical person, that provides unique information about the physiology or health of an individual, obtained from the analysis of a biological sample and obtained from a specific technical treatment, relating to the physical, physiological, or behavioral disorder characteristics of a person that allow or confirm the unique identification of this person, facial images, fingerprint data, etc. The law determines that every organization should take the necessary safety measures so as not to put personal data at risk and ensure its safety at all times by means of a continuous analysis of security vulnerabilities with the aim of selecting and implementing the most advanced solutions to prevent or block attacks. At this point, it is clear to us that the GDPR explains what and how we must protect user data, but it does not exhaustively determine what type of infrastructure should be put in place. But it does not exhaustively determine what type of infrastructure should be put in place. Each entity must determine the security measures to be applied and what technology should be used to ensure compliance. Take note. Once again, you have the opportunity to help your clients in the implementation of technology and the most appropriate services. What if there are security violations? In this case, the data protection officers of each entity must notify the national supervisory authority of each member country of the EU, as well as the affected, within a maximum period of 72 hours. In other words, the people whose data has been stolen must be notified. Each individual can then decide how to act. For example, in the case of a bank account, they can then decide whether to cancel the bank account or not. The key points are: what personal information is protected by the GDPR? All information of a personal nature, in any type of format, print, audio, visual, and alphanumeric. The concept of personal data is expanded to new sources of information, including cookies and IP addresses. Also, the categorizations of especially sensitive data include genetic data and biometric data, as well as data on health, trade union membership, sex life, religion, and politics. Which is the most effective management that must be performed to comply with the new regulation? Understanding data streams, where they are used and where they move sensitive data between databases and applications. Ensure that all requirements set forth in all policies and legal proceedings are met. Continuously evaluate that the IT infrastructure used avoids all risks of data loss and meets all the requirements. Establish a legal team for the assessment of compliance with the new regulations. How can you ensure that personal data is protected and stored securely and according to the regulations? The first step is to appoint a data protection officer who will be the official contact person for both the competent authorities and the general public. Then, confirm that the existing backup and disaster recovery systems guarantee the protection of personal data. Finally, periodically review the security systems of the IT infrastructure, systems and communications. To get in line with the GDPR requirements, technology is key. We will now take a look at the HPE solutions that can help us implement the most appropriate IT infrastructure for easy adaptation to the GDPR. HPE offers a complete portfolio of solutions for organizations of all sizes and sectors to comply with the new GDPR regulations. Responsibility for the enforcement of this regulation falls on each organization and its willingness to comply, but both HPE and our distribution channel are aware that we can help them effectively do so. What is HPE's proposal for compliance to the GDPR based on? The objective of HPE is to help entities manage confidential personal information according to the requirements established by the GDPR with its IT infrastructure solutions to avoid risking irreversible damage to their reputation as well as possible economic fines. What IT infrastructure needs to be implemented? The GDPR legislation is very clear, and data protection refers to the whole flow that the data follows. This, that seems so essentially simple, is in fact a rather complex task, and for HPE, it is essential to have the appropriate IT solutions. A really robust firmware infrastructure, efficient in the discovery and retrieval of data, and with integrated embedded security. But what does each of these concepts mean? If we are discussing robust firmware infrastructure, we see that, currently, the risks of cyber attacks are taking place from the application layer to the operating system and the firmware layers. Therefore, implementing a robust and reliable IT infrastructure for data security is the critical first step that needs to be addressed. Firmware-level attacks are leaving very low levels of reliability to light, which will only meet the requirements of the GDPR if a secure environment is established for operating system and application hosting. HPE's response to this need is based on their Silicon Root of Trust proposal to ensure firmware safety. How? Thanks to its unique technology, it creates a digital fingerprint on the silicon and ensures that a server never starts with compromised firmware. In addition, using HPE's firmware threat detection, compromised firmware is detected on a daily basis. In this case, of a known and trusted state, and quickly gets the server up and running again. HPE Gen 10 servers include the Silicon Root of Trust concept, which provides protection for the firmware as soon as the server is powered up. In terms of the concept detection and recovery efficacy, we can also see that malware attacks and infections are becoming more numerous and inevitable. In fact, even if you have invested in implementing a system based on Silicon Root of Trust, the software layers have their own security holes. According to the GDPR, attacks aimed at stealing critical data are the main focus of cybercrimes, so detection is key in preventing threats and being able to intervene before these attacks occur, thanks to the most suitable technology. At the same time, entities are obliged to quickly restore personal data in case of accidental or provoked loss or destruction, where HPE has a technological proposal for all organizational sites. GDPR compliance depends on a scalable and reliable data protection strategy. HPE's storage proposal for the GDPR includes HPE 3-pass store serve, HPE store once, and HPE nimble storage systems to be able to create a solid basis for a comprehensive data protection strategy. What do each of them offer us? HPE 3-pass store serve storage solutions centralize and consolidate critical data of a personal nature, ensuring that it is always available and protected through the best replication snapshot features. HPE Store Once provides a single, coherent, and high-performance backup architecture for companies, reducing the amount of backup data that needs to be stored by 95%. The HPE Nimble storage solutions offer speed and scalability. Nimble all-flash arrays offer the performance and low latency required to run the flash data center. These solutions also include all-flash, hybrid flash, and multi-cloud support, backed by predictive analysis based on machine learning. And, finally, regarding an IT infrastructure with built-in security, the main focus of the GDPR regulation is to ensure the protection of personal data collected and used by organizations. To robustly guarantee data integrity, more security solutions must be implemented to protect data and make it useless through a data encryption system, taking care of critical aspects such as compliance to standards and the management and protection of passwords. The corporate network should also be prepared for complying with the GDPR, and mobile workplaces are a security threat. Integrated, automated security controls are needed to protect data from malware and unauthorized users. Hacking detection and prevention protects the infrastructure from threats from Wi-Fi and fake access points. Currently, HPE has Aruba ClearPass available, which is a solution that offers proactive wired or wireless network access control, covering a range of uses: IoT, Internet of Things, BYOD, bring your own device, and corporate incorporation, as well as responses to security policy-based attacks. HPE's proposal for IT infrastructure is based on a complete security strategy for GDPR implementation that includes servers with robust security based on secure firmware on which to build a protected environment and disaster recovery capability. Network solutions that ensure secure access and storage with built-in encryption systems, and a broad ecosystem of third-party security approved and integrated in their offer to provide comprehensive data security. In short, HPE solutions do not ensure data and the obligations that the GDPR demands 100%, but they are the most effective tool that the IT department can have to reduce the risk of attacks and provide the most reliable solutions and IT infrastructures for mandatory data protection compliance. Finally, let's briefly review this podcast. What is HPE's and IT Channel's proposal to help comply with the GDPR? Complying with the GDPR regulations will be really difficult for many entities, both due to a lack of time and a lack of knowledge and experience. For this reason, HPE's goal, along with its distribution channel, is to act as a strategic partner for your clients when addressing this project, providing the right infrastructure to comply with the GDPR and take advantage of this juncture to improve corporate security. HPE provides a proven server, storage, networking, and security infrastructure proposal that directly helps companies prepare for GDPR implementation. The GDPR represents an opportunity for all entities. The obligation to comply with the more stringent data protection standards in the GDPR will offer organizations the opportunity to simplify their IT, optimize security, and improve the data administration. The need to control the information flow and its optimization in a safe way will make it easier to reach new markets and digital businesses by using more agile and reliable IT environments that provide clients with a necessary degree of trust. Moreover, this awareness of required security measures will increase their reputation and improve their brand image, which in turn will attract new clients and revenue. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and its distribution channel are prepared to help entities in this new digital era to address their needs in terms of security and compliance with data protection regulations, such as compliance with the GDPR. If you would like more in-depth information about the most important features of HPE solutions for compliance with the GDPR, we suggest you contact our HPE division to schedule a meeting with technical or sales to inform you in detail. Thank you for listening to this new podcast from the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise HPE Division of Ingram Micro, dedicated on this occasion to the challenge the new data protection legislation from the European Union, known as GDPR, for General Data Protection Regulation, will pose for organizations. We hope you found this information useful. Thank you for listening, and don't miss our next podcast.